Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
For my fellow Marines out there, you may not be familiar with the name Kiribati, but you probably are familiar with the name Tarawa. Several thousand Marines gave their lives fighting there in World War II in that fierce battle at Tarawa. Well, thank the Lord we have missionaries living and working there, and Tarawa Baptist Church exists. And let me tell you today part of the story of Joel and Brooke Deku and their family working there on those small islands. They write, "Will you come pray for our daughter? She's been cursed by black magic and is sick," a dear lady in our church pleaded. The following day, we went to pray over this young mother of four. She had been given no answers to her sickness at her hospital, but was told that she was dealing with a demonic curse. As we shared God's word with her, Uyeneta realized her need of a Savior and put her trust in Him for salvation. "Please pray for this young mother. We are unsure whether her illness is due to demonic powers or is simply a medical issue. Many times when in the hospital here, when it has no answers, people are told that they're cursed simply because they cannot find what's medically wrong. We've also reached out to help Uyeneta medically. She seems to be improving. We thank God for her salvation and are praying that He would give her complete healing. Through this, her aunt has also started attending church, and we're praying for her salvation also." Well, in the latter part of last year, we had our first missions conference at Tarawa Baptist Church. We're excited to see our young church develop a burden for reaching not only their own people, but also the entire world with the gospel. We'll be having missionary Adam McGeorge from Nauru with us. Our theme will be "Let Your Light Shine," based on Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Please pray for our church family that we would grow in this area of missions and that our light would shine far beyond the shores of our tiny little island. We've been thrilled to see our members' enthusiasm to let their light shine among their friends and family. In recent days, I was able to lead a young man, Tawita, we call him David, to the Lord. Two of our youth have been bringing him to church and youth activities. Please pray for this young man. We are praying that he will continue to attend and grow in his walk with Christ. Three of our youth have also recently led three of their friends to the Lord. We're excited to see our young people in our church faithfully attend weekly youth meetings, inviting their friends, getting excited about their walk with Christ. We also started Faith Bible Institute, a ministry from Monroe, Louisiana. It's a 3-year Bible Correspondence Institute. We have 16 students enrolled this semester. Please pray for these students to be faithful and pray that this ministry and their faith would grow. It has been a great desire of our hearts for the Word of God to be readily available for everyone here in Kiribati. We've seen the power of God's Word change lives. We're thrilled that the first phase of our Bible project has been completed, printed, assembled, and is now ready for shipping. Our sending church, Community Baptist Church, worked closely with Beacon of Truth Ministries to see this phase completed. We're thankful for their hard work and their heart to get God's Word into the hands of the Kiribati people. The first phase included John and Romans and a clear presentation of the gospel. They were able to print and assemble over 44,000. Pray for these people as they minister there on Kiribati and at Tarawa Baptist Church.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.